Waking up late with Dougie. 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 Waking up late with Dougie.
Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I'm Dougie Almeida, and I'm joined here in the studios as usual on Tuesday afternoon with Mr. Peter Leonard.
Hello.
And MTV's Wild and Out's very own Mr. Elgin David.
Yes, MTV's Wild and Out's Elgin David.
Right? Isn't that a little, you know, it's a nice little thing. That
season 8.
Season 8.
We got to add that to it. Season 8.
How many seasons have you been on it?
Yeah.
How many seasons have I been on?
Yeah.
I asked you that question.
Season 8.
Yeah, 8.
Okay.
Not a lot. Yeah. Do a lot of people go to like other... Do they graduate to another season?
People do. Yeah, some don't.
They move on.
Yeah, like Menudo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They get new people.
That was your favorite band.
I love Menudo.
He loves Menudo.
Yeah.
I just can't get over the fact that you were one of the Menudo kids.
You know what?
I admire that shit.
Yeah.
You got to a professional level I never could do, man.
Yeah, I'm the only Menudo kid that didn't get replaced. I left on my own accord because
right.
I never aged.
Exactly.
Right.
But once they reach a certain age, they just, you know, kept changing out all the other guys.
They changed the name from Menudo to Minus Uno.
Minus Uno.
Belongs to the Jewish Menudo.
Really?
Yeah.
The menorah.
Ah, the menorah.
Hey, this is,
I think that was just
quick, write that down.
I think
man.
That was just the morons.
Hold on, write that down. The menorah.
Yeah, I'm going to write that down.
Well, you write everything.
Look at everybody. Look at everybody racing for their pens.
Wow.
Anyway, welcome to the show. We open the show with whatever we feel like, plus our Facebook Live audience. Also, can add whatever they have to do. You know, I think the real opening news was James Bond.
Well, not the real one. Come on.
Roger Moore. Who came after Sean O'Connery.
Sean Connery, yeah.
Sean Connery. Sean O'Connery.
Who was the only James Bond. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he was your main guy.
Of course. Listen, Roger Moore was very effeminate.
Yeah.
He had, there was no, but listen, Sean Connery bitch slapped these chicks. Tell me where he is. Where's the Lecter? You know. And he bitch slapped that fucking Ursula Andress and shit, okay?
Right.
And Roger Moore.
So you think it's a good idea for a dude to be smacking chicks around?
No, but you're talking about the fucking
got away with it.
Spy dude.
Yeah,
you
he's
know?
James Bond. He should be able to.
That's right. And this other one with his, you know, running over alligators.
What's his name? Craig?
Daniel Craig. Yeah.
Daniel Craig is a great James Bond.
Yeah.
He's an intense. He's a great James Bond.
Have you been watching all of the Daniel Craig ones? Casino Royale.
Yeah.
Spectre.
By the way,
really good.
CCR, they're triple D's, not double D's. Sorry.
Oh. Now,
those are big, dude. I think triple D's, I think it would be a great photo to get Elgin David in the middle of them triple D's.
What? That would be the probably best photo ever.
I think so.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Where are they?
Well, they're with the owners.
They're attached to someone.
They're currently hanging with the owners.
Jesus Christ, I love that. I love a big-breasted girl.
They say George Lazenby.
Yeah.
Maybe the next Lazenby?
Yeah. No, he did one of them. He only was Bond once. I know all about the Bonds, man.
Give us the Bond history.
Sean Connery, first Bond. Lazenby only did one. He was a British
model.
No. Sean Connery was the first James Bond.
Okay.
That was it. And I'll tell you in order, man. Dr. No. You know, all of them. I've seen every...
Do you need to be impressive?
But what's really sad, I will tell you, you guys are too young to remember what Roger Moore was great at, which was this TV show out of Britain called The Saint.
Right.
Which was a great TV show.
And wasn't that kind of like he was like a spy kind of guy, too?
Yeah, exactly. Yep. And it was, but he was, you know...
Isn't that the way to do it? If you want to be the next James Bond, you know, besides, you know, getting really good looking and in great shape, getting good acting chops, that you should probably get a job acting as a spy.
Yeah.
Right. Or be a spy.
Right.
You know, what was that? What was that big rumor? Oh, that was what's his name? That, you know, what the martial artist with the ponytail, Steven Seagal.
Steven Seagal.
Right, that he was like some.
He might be the next James Bond.
No, no, no. Not about being the next James Bond, but that you know.
In real life, that's what he was?
No, that he was like some fucking.
He was hired. He's been hired to deal with security details, and he's been personal.
Well, he's a police officer.
Yeah, the Louisiana. But the reality is,
so was Elvis.
Steven Seagal, when he was training people in Hollywood. He was basically hired somebody to train people in self-defense and everything.
Yeah, I think his style is Aikido?
Aikido.
Yeah, Aikido?
There were
Aikido.
Rumors that he was like this in like some.
Yeah, he did. He also.
In the army or something.
He's been in Russia and stuff. He actually did some Blackwater stuff and, you know, there's connections and, you know.
Trump?
Huh?
Is he a Trump guy?
I know he came out in favor. He spoke out in favor of Trump in the sense that, you know, he knows about Russia and he knows, listen, we know who Russia is and stuff, but sometimes it's good to have your enemies close to you.
Melania's not even a Trump guy right now.
Isn't this the
she
funny thing with
the smacking his little hand? Yeah, maybe Steven Seagal could teach her how to do some moves.
Now,
he's trying to grab her by the pussy, man.
On the carpet?
Yeah.
I'm surprised that no liberals put that out there yet. Like, don't try to grab my pussy on him. By the way, your friend Coco Frey says hi, Peter.
Coco Frey. I love
Coco
Frey.
Yeah, Fry.
Yep.
Okay.
She's the greatest.
Nutritionist, right? She's a nutritionist or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good to have.
I love fried cocoa.
Wow.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You wouldn't, if I was a nutritionist and my last name was Fried, I'd be like, let's change a letter or two.
That's such an
F-R-E-Y.
Yeah. That's a real
oven baked and fried.
That's a great Texas girl, man. She's a very lovely chick, man. Love working with her. And
yeah. I've never heard Peter say anything bad about somebody.
Oh, yes, you have.
In front of them.
No, that's not true. Listen.
You know what I mean? I mean, it's always
you think so? Listen,
you've been outspoken.
You
and I are very similar. That, you know, if something's irking us.
Oh, yeah, like that worm, that comedian worm that I used to hate.
Oh, my God, he hates Alan Schumann.
Oh, yeah.
Who's that?
I don't want to give the guy. He was just basically a guy who was a hobbyist that was trying to break into comedy by being incredibly unique, which meant no jokes or punchlines.
Wow.
So you're friends
with the guy.
Are you guys mad at me? I want everyone to scream with me.
Yeah.
Just scream with me.
It's Apollo Rage. Doesn't that feel good? He had no idea. But the funny part was, here's a guy, in summation of this kid, this guy apologized to me for his actions on four different fucking occasions.
Okay.
Like, in other words, it's like one of those things where, like, hey, man, I'm really sorry about what happened and, you know, blah, 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 whatever. I'm like, yeah, whatever, the first time. The second time, hey, man, you know, this is who I am. And,
you almost choked.
I'm like, and I, you know, and you know, and it just kept going until the meatball room when he was, that's the last time we had this guy, you know, I won't book him. You know, and I'll use the great words of, at the New York Comedy Club, he used to bug,
Don.
Not Don, his brother.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Howard?
Howard.
He used to bug Howard, who, are you ready for comedy? Are you ready to laugh?
Hey, Friday night.
Yeah, that was his announcement
at
the New York Comedy. Are you ready to laugh? Your next comedian?
He's so funny.
Anyway, he actually told him, Howard's advice to him was, you don't have an act.
Right.
You basically tell him, like, I don't know why you want a feature, because you just don't have an act.
Right.
And the kid didn't, but he had energy, he had spirit, he had spunk, and all kinds, and he didn't have...
And he had cocaine.
And he had a lot of cocaine.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, but, after the fourth time, I've only had one other individual, I won't mention the name, who apologized to me for their actions on three different occasions. You know what I mean? It's like, they fuck up, you fuck up, you fuck up. The only other people... You're a fuck up. The only other people that have fucked up more in my life were my siblings, like brothers. Mm. You know, So after the third or fourth time when somebody comes up to me and apologize, I basically look at the guy and say, look, man, do me a favor. Enough of this.
Right.
This is like the fourth time you apologized to me for being a dumbass. You know, let's just
not work
just don't
together.
Don't fucking associate. Yeah. Don't even, when you see me, don't worry about it.
I know sometimes you got to do that, man.
I know you're there.
You know what's really sad?
It's important.
He played high school football and he has CTE. He was just diagnosed. So... That's really sad.
You're such a douchebag.
What's that?
Yeah, that's just Peter's imagination.
No, he said four times he apologized. You got to be that brain damage, like you have Alzheimer's.
But he's a
CTE,
hobbyist. He's a hobbyist comic that went his way and finally accepted his uselessness.
Sucked.
And you know, he had that. I was at the open mic at Devour, is it?
Devour
in Boynton Beach, Awad's room, Nadeem Awad's
Nadeem,
room.
Yeah, Nadeem.
Out there, a friend out there.
Shout out to Nadeem Awad. Woo! By the way,
Nadeem's going to be doing a special guest spot this Wednesday night at Tavolino's.
You're kidding.
With Steve Marshall being the headliner. It's going to be a packed house.
Wait a minute. Steve is here again this week?
Yes.
It's going to be an awesome show.
I'm seeing Todd Rundgren tomorrow night. Oh, well.
All right. Well,
damn, shit.
And of course, Rachel Blavatnik. We'll be also doing a guest spot.
Rachel Blavatnik.
So a nice little mix. And so that's going to be tomorrow night. And also, by the way, tomorrow, Steve Marshall will be joining me in the studio.
No kidding.
And you know what's good about having Steve Marshall in the studio? I don't really have to have notes or any type of, we're just going to go.
Is he staying here?
No, he's getting in late Tuesday tonight, but he said he's probably going to, you know, I don't want to, you know, they're going to go out to diners and stuff at 1 a.m.
Right.
With a bunch of friends. I'm like, yeah. Not going out to a diner.
You don't do that anymore? You don't go out to diners late night?
I'm at that stage in my life where I'm like starting to get sleepy by 10 o'clock.
First of all, how many diners can you, are there that are open after midnight?
It's anyway. Denny's. Most likely it's going
to
be a Denny's.
No, but if you're going to go to a diner, if you get a get together, you're going to put something like I wouldn't mind putting, like, Bruce Smirnoff used to do a regular thing. Comedian Bruce Smirnoff used to do a regular thing. He'd invite people to lunch somewhere once a month.
That's nice.
With a lot of different comics. And,
just start a club
and,
like that.
And I know Neil Berliner from a comedy writer out of, lives out here in Jupiter or whatever the hell it is in Boynton Beach. He's putting together, I guess, a next luncheon sometime in June. He's on Facebook. But, you know, to me, I wouldn't mind putting together like something like that. Maybe a group of 10 people, the first 10 people RSVP.
Do you practice for that, for lunch?
What do you mean you practice?
I don't know. Do you eat like for a couple weeks?
Are you trying to find a way to get to a fat joke?
No, but that's nice to have a luncheon, and they should do it more than once a month. And I used to have a club with these media buyers in town, and we had this girl, Carolyn Good, was like the big shot at Coca-Cola, and all the media reps from a bunch of stations, TV and radio, would once a month we'd meet at Shooters. We called it her name was Carolyn Good, the Good Fellas Club.
Yeah.
So we'd all sit around, talk about business, kiss her ass a little bit, you know, vie for that money, that Coca-Cola money. And that was it. It was fun.
So you guys are like puppets.
Yeah, but you should do it for this. Comedians would be a lot of fun, man.
I wouldn't mind doing that with a certain...
It would be cool. I think it would start off, like the first one would go really well, but I could see like it just like getting, dropping off. A lot of people, I don't know, it would be hard to stay committed
people
to.
People have
it.
A hard time being committed or staying regular on something.
I bet the first time would be awesome.
Yeah. And you know,
that's why you do it once a month. Or once every quarter, maybe. You know what I mean?
All right, every couple months.
Right, so it's not a, you know, tired.
Like, I can miss this one. I'll just go to the next one type of thing.
Right.
You got to make it seem like it's special. You have it too much?
I got a good name for the club.
What's it called?
Oh, no. I hope here we go.
Here we go.
FOMO. FOMO. That's the new buzzword, by the way. FOMO. You're the kid. Tell me, what does that mean? Have you heard that expression?
Nope.
Anybody on Facebook Live here? FOMO.
FOMO. You guys know what that is?
It sounds like something some guy in Wilton Manor's bathroom suggested to you.
Nope. It's a big sale. This is a good sales technique for you. Fear of missing out.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of that before.
Right, exactly. So
FOMO, fear of missing out.
Right.
Fear of missing out,
where you create this illusion that, oh, fuck, you're going to miss this thing? You got FOMO. You create this fear of missing out.
Well, let's say we put something once every quarter with comics, and we say, look, a couple people are going to run it, and the idea is if we have somebody in town, they're going to do maybe we're going to talk about something, or we're going to have a lunch and we're going to talk about these.
No,
few
you
things.
Talk about clubs. You share leads. You share. You know, it's a fun thing that you could do. Yeah. It's a whole
now,
big thing.
I mean, do you really care about helping? You know, your fellow comic.
What about if you picked up some shit? What if somebody turned you? All the times you said, "Oh, I couldn't get in this room."
Well, maybe
and
that's
some
the thing.
See,
that's where I'm at in my comedy life. You know, I've been handing shit out for a long time, and I'm just, you know.
Well, now you're too big for everybody.
No, I'm too big. Who am I? I'm opening at fucking Looney Bins in Wichita. That's big.
That's
shut
why
up.
I'm saying.
I'm being so a dumbass.
No, but I'm saying.
I'm not suggesting I'm big. I've never been. I know, but you know what I'm saying. I get what you're saying. Am I going to pick up? So that's my point.
Right.
I got to sit there and go. You know, what am I like? I go to an open mic last night only to just try to work on some new shit. That's it. You know, and I witness drama and people like, you know, fucking around. Well, like, you know, comics fucking with each other.
If you're interested in having this club, it would have to be for the purposes of the greater good of the community. So you'd have to give a shit enough to want to do that in regards to the community. Mm. Like you said, like, do I care enough to do this for the other comics? I don't know. Do you? Do you think it would be like?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if I do anymore because I used to care. I used to do give a shit. I used to go and worry about. You know, I care about like you know a guy like you. He's recognized, he's a talented guy and stuff. So why would I invite Elgin on the show? Because he's bringing shit to the table. You know, I'm gonna. But unfortunately, when you look at a lot of local comedy scene, there isn't a lot of people that are bringing shit to the table in the sense. So
well, we'd have to have an overall goal. Is it to just get together and get the best idea from the best people, or is it to help the people who are younger and are don't know about it, help them grow, mm-hmm. and everyone as a community grows together.
Right.
Like, it has to have a one or the other kind of.
It has to have some, well, listen,
it has to have a goal in mind. Or are we just getting together to shoot the shit and eat lunch?
Mm-hmm. Now, the minute you put something like that together, the question is, do you have to put on, like, not rules, but parameters, you know, like things like, you know, you have to have some, like, rules where, listen, if there's any drama between anybody, that's it. You know, we don't, there's no drama at these meetings.
Okay.
You know, don't come in here and then, you know, start talking about, you know what I mean? If you want, then say before, yeah, listen, if there's drama, listen, in the next meeting, here's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about how X comic or B comic has been saying shit or blah, blah, blah. And you know what? We're in the scene. You know,
So you want to get up on there on the pedestal and just be like, so the rumors this week are.
No. but I'm saying that's how ridiculous, like, in other words, that shouldn't be spoken. That kind of stuff shouldn't be spoken. Like,
well,
it shouldn't be.
It doesn't progress anyone comedically. It doesn't help the cause of getting better as a comedian.
The point
about little petty shit.
The point is that sometimes petty shit divides certain groups of local comics.
Agreed.
So sometimes you'll have some comics that don't like another comic only because of petty beef that some other douchebag had, and they decided to follow suit along with the other fucking person because they thought that was the way to go.
Yep.
And that may be a bad decision. That, you know, so forget about spending time writing and getting on open mics. If you're following some schmuck, you know, because you thought that was the way to go, next thing you know, you're a hobbyist for the rest of your life because you made a bad decision.
Wow. Yeah, I don't get caught up in all that petty bullshit, man. I just try to stay neutral and get along with everybody. And if you are, like we were talking about earlier, if you're the type of person that needs to be cut off, then you're just cut off.
Right.
And that's it. And try to say, because it doesn't progress you as an artist or as a writer or comedian or in your act to be a dick behind the scenes.
I mentioned to people last night at the open mic. I said anybody who's doing that or making comments or just is worried. It's really losing focus or whatever. They got issues with their own shit.
True story.
You know what I mean? If you're sitting there worried about what somebody else is posting, doing, saying, or any of that stuff, the big problem is you got a problem with your shit. You got a problem with your own stuff. You know, here's the thing. I thought it was just us, but there's comedy drama everywhere. In Arizona, friend of the show, you know, Ty Rivera has been here. You know, he's going through kind of shit, and it's all probably put the bed already. But they're dealing with stuff about comics talking shit. And here's the thing.
Yeah.
If I'm on a soccer field, and I've only been playing the game for a little bit, and I'm on the team, and there's people on that team with years of veterans and all kinds of shit, you know, just common sense would tell me don't start piping off and start telling people what to fucking do. You know, or nobody wants to hear what you have to say yet. Nobody wants to get your advice. Nobody, you know what I'm saying? You know, I mean, know your fucking place.
Yeah, but definitely, we're not discrediting them, but, you know, yeah, exactly. You got to know your place and know what buttons to push and try not to be a dick because it's not going to be better for you in the long run. You have
Randy
to, like,
Singer.
Pay your dues and just, like I said, just try to be neutral to everybody and just focus on your craft. Don't focus on the petty shit.
Yeah, it's just, if you're lucky, it won't be a matter much longer. By the way, shout out to Preacher Lawson. I think he's going on this tonight. I think it's tonight. It may be on America's Got Talent.
It's May 30th.
It's May 30th
next
week.
Yeah, May 30th it starts.
That's Wednesday. He said something about watch on a Tuesday night. But good kid. Funny kid. Young kid. That kid can. I can see that kid on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, he's hilarious.
They're dropping like flies on that show. Three of them.
What's her name? Who fell? The black girl fell. Sasha.
The one guy who was there for 7 years. He's done. He resigned.
You know who it is?
No, I don't know.
I don't know. I know who you're talking about. I forget her name.
I don't watch the show. Listen, you got your thing open there. Go ahead, Mr. Research.
Then he won't speak for 10 minutes.
Because there's three of them.
Because you make him. That's what you do. Peter does that. He makes you get on the computer.
Yeah.
So you get airtime. By the way, you're doing the Sunday morning show, the Food for Thought show from the studio.
Uh-huh.
Still looking for a location?
Yes, I am.
Shashir Zamata. Yeah.
Now, she went to be an eye chart at LensCrafters.
Now think about this. Think about this. Let's say you're in that show. It's an achievement to be on that show, right? Mm-hmm. That's your goal.
Absolutely.
It'd be a huge goal to be on that. Because then, you know, once you're on that show, I mean, you could tour. But, you know, she was a comic before. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, she didn't stay there long. She was probably there a year or two. And now you're off. So
they don't pay much, you know, by the way. You know that, right?
It's like $250,000 a year. What is it? Yeah, it's something. Yeah, come on. It's
I don't think so.
What do you think they get paid?
Scale.
What scale?
I don't know. $250,000
I think you get. I'm sure you get paid based on your popularity.
I remember them talking about it on the Howard Stern show. They get like $250,000, $300,000 a year.
I don't really.
Yeah, but you got to think again. Like somebody like Kenan Thompson is making more than Zamata.
Sure,
Tomato. Did you say Zamata?
Yeah.
I say Zamata.
Yeah, but that would, you know, think about, you look at like people committing suicide. Chris Cornell.
You're talking about like career suicide.
Like, well, not, well, I'm just saying like, you know.
Oh, like
the,
okay.
The problem with being an entertainer.
We're talking about SNL and Chris Cornell. Sounds like Chris Parnell. And he also, anyway.
Yeah, I got you.
Go ahead. Sorry.
So, you know, I'm just saying sometimes you get to that level. Now you're on Saturday Night Live and now you're not. Mm. Yeah, that's a hard pill to swallow.
Yes.
Except right?
It's hard being on a big time TV show and then not being on it.
Tell that to John Belushi.
Tell me.
Dan Aykroyd.
All right.
Fucking all of them. There are so many great stars who went from that show.
Yeah, but there's
a huge success.
But while they're on the show and then they got movies and stuff, but. Yeah. You know, Shamir is not getting a movie.
Well, you never know. Some people move on and get movie or TV show or something. But you hope, exactly.
But I'm saying that's the roughest part of this business. You all of a sudden get there.
Mm. Yeah, the transition is different.
But you don't keep up with the pace.
She's going to do an after scene commercial.
Oh, my God.
hair looks so nice when I put...
You know, Peter Leonard, when they take... yeah, they take Robert E. Lee's statue down.
Well, what's she gonna do?
Fucking Louisiana, they should put yours up.
What's she gonna do? A fucking late Miss Lady?
I don't know. Maybe that's what I'm saying. See, that's the thing. It's like if I, you know, when this whole comedy thing for me run, let's say if it came down to it, like, look, it's a, you know, it's not a day I don't think about that. I'm not thinking, you know, what if I was spending my time right now really using my financial planning? I'd be well off. I'd have a lot of money. I'd be ready to retire soon. Mm. You know, but no, I'm following what I want to do and I'm doing it. And who's to know in 6 to 7 years, all I'm doing is, you know,
destroying your family,
perfecting one interruption after another. You know what I'm saying? So I, you know, and like all of a sudden I'm going to, you know, so I'm going to be a cruise ship comic, you know, when I'm, you know.
Like, yeah, you're going from the biggest stage on television to, you're right, like, you feel like it's a downgrade.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't know how about you, but I in my life, it's always been hard for me to accept another level below where I was. Like,
yeah, but let's say you're on TV and now you have the credibility and the credits and you have a draw now, so you can actually go and ask for more monies from these clubs when you go on tour and do this, and it will be easier for you to transition in that sense.
Yeah, but you're gonna go to a comedy club and say, "Oh, you're the person who got fired from SNL."
Well, see, they chose to leave the show.
Yeah, just leave.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's a good
three
credit.
People did, actually.
It's a good credit, you know.
But I think some people will be more successful than others. Bobby Moynihan left, and he's hilarious.
Yeah.
Everybody loves Bobby Moynihan.
Real likable guy. That's a chubby guy, right?
Yeah. And then Vanessa Bayer left, the other girl. She did like Miley Cyrus and all these other. Hmm. I mean, I think Bobby Moynihan will probably be the most successful. That's my prediction.
Yeah, he's a funny guy. You could definitely see him on. He's a character actor.
Yes.
Right. You could definitely see him as
second being Vanessa Bayer.
Right. He's that guy that works in your office that, you know, is a little weird.
Yeah.
Something like that.
He could be anything. Like he's just funny and likable. I don't know. Not that she's not funny.
Listen, everybody's.
But I can't bring up any characters that she's done. But he's the drunk uncle. He did Snooki. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he has a bunch of. Anyway.
Right. This is the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm here with Peter Leonard. And Elgin David.
Yeah.
And we're going to come back to the show with things you need to know right after this.
Hey, what's up? It's Elgin David, and you're listening to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show right here on, what are you, on a computer, laptop, iPhone? I don't know. Keep listening.
And we're back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Trying to figure it out. Nothing better to do when I'm stuck on you. I'm still here.
still trying to figure it out. Getting hard to sleep, blood is in my dreams, love is killing me, trying to figure it out. Nothing better to do when I'm stuck on you, I'm still in here trying to figure it out.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. We're trying to figure it out. So when I come out on stage, here's my new song. By now, I've already said hello, though, and turned it off.
It's a good entrance music.
Right?
That beat? It gets the crowd going. You should come out like in a wrestling mask or something. Drop a flying elbow on the front row.
Flying drop kick?
Yeah, the Polish knee drop. Just go for it.
Yeah. There you go. That's Royal Blood, Figure It Out. That's actually a bass player and a guitar player. I'm sorry, bass player and a drummer that make up the band. Two-person band.
Jesus.
It's a lot of energy for two guys, huh? But get it on iTunes. That's where I got it. Anyway, here's our segment where we talk about things that you need to know. And you know what? We got to be sparse with this, much like our resources. But we need to... We only got like two or three stories that I could... This is the only thing. We know everything else going on, okay? Roger Moore died.
Yep.
Right? The football player died, 48 years old, just recently put into the Hall of Fame. What was his name, Peter?
Cortez Kennedy.
He played with the Seahawks.
Yeah, he's a U of M guy, man.
Right?
U of M.
He was with the main U when they were badasses.
Yep. He sure was,
the fucking
man.
University of Miami football team in the 80s was...
They were all criminals, man. They were
criminals. Think about all the people that came out of Warren Sapp.
They were right.
Right?
Oh, he only shot some
Irving,
of his
Michael
car.
Irving.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He was in that group.
Yep. Mr. Cocaine. You know, fuck it, man. They're all...
You can always tell when somebody,
mm-hmm.
you know, is done, been doing.
Yeah. But you never heard anything about him, and they put him in the Hall of Fame. So they haven't released what he died from yet, have they?
What was he? So. What position did he play? Was he a...
I think it was a defensive guy, like a linebacker or something. Wasn't
yeah.
He? Definitely defensive end or linebacker. He was a big badass.
We all.
CTE again. Here
yeah,
go.
Probably had to. We all know, by the way, about the bombing in Manchester at the Ariana Grande concert.
Ariana Grande.
Another local tie.
No,
but
a lot
it's
of.
Boca Raton.
She's from Boca.
Yeah, there's, yeah. You know, there's a lot of.
Terrible.
There's some people that, you know, use this tragic happening with the tragic comedy of her, or comedy, or music of her, because a lot of people, I guess, and...
You're saying they associate what happened because of her music?
Like, in other words, you know, if you're going to, you deserve to die if you're going to go to her concert. You know, that was basically some of the bad jokes.
I heard
saying.
She bombed. Hey, how was the concert? She bombed.
Oh, she's a singer. Hey. I don't know about singers.
Too soon.
Yeah. Sure they can. Singers can bomb.
Well...
Your voice could be fucked up.
Like, I even had a friend of mine. He usually is on our Facebook live post, but he's a real Republican guy. He posted because, if you remember, Ariana Grande came out and said she hates America, she hates Americans, she badmouthed the country.
She said that?
Yeah, she said a bunch of things, and mm-hmm. you know, and now a bomb blows off at one of her concerts. So,
yeah, I'm returning my CD.
But the bottom line is everybody's pissed off because these are kids. Mm-hmm. A lot of kids got killed, 18-year-old, you know, teenagers.
Sold a lot of merch.
So, but yeah, she says, I hate Americans, I hate America, after appearing to lick on a displayed dome nuts.
Yeah, you remember that?
But this was back in 2015, so you're saying somebody was so triggered by this moment that they decided to blow her up at a concert in Manchester?
No, they were going to blow her up, helping outside, you know, this thing. But I'm just saying that, you know, politically, you know, she, you know, you would think if ISIS was paying attention, they would have picked somebody who, like, I don't know what artist likes our current administration.
Well,
or previous.
I mean, not saying anyone should do a bombing anywhere, but what is the point and the purpose of what you're trying to get? Like, what to do it there at Ariana Grande concert?
To make kids scared now to go to concerts.
Well, they said that most of the people who were killed, and it's up to 22, 23 now,
yeah.
were teenage girls.
Right.
So, and you're right. Well, why not pick a U2 concert or Paul McCartney concert where the people are going to be 50 to 70 years old, they've got money, they're educated, they're
right.
They're more in tone with the political fucking thing going on.
Well, if
on
you
then.
Follow ISIS and the ideal ideology of that group, mm-hmm. They basically want their rule to rule the world. So
right.
Get rid of the youth.
There you go.
You know, get rid of the bloodline, which oddly enough is a song I opened, the group Royal Blood.
That's terrible.
You know, think about it. I mean, that's a strategy. Get rid of the. So, you know, maybe the Homeland Security should be watching out all our
Hitler did
making sure the preschools and the, you know, they're always worried about this, you know, coming into schools.
But think about this. Even though it happened at her event, and she was in Manchester. So, you know, these are some, like, why would they do it over there in London or in England?
Supposedly, well, they're on the outsides. It's in the outsides of London, but it's still protected. London is like. It's a little even more like you would think New York City with all the cameras and everything. They got drones flying over those places, like FBI drones and all kinds of surveillance drones.
Listen, and this here's the big thing, man. They fucking had this guy on their radar. They knew immediately. They already know who blew himself up.
Okay? They know who it was.
They know who it was. And I love when I hear that because he was on our radar. Hmm. We had that guy. Well, guess what? Why the fuck didn't you pull him in? Why didn't you yank him off the street? You've got all this intelligence, and
well, it's
then
like
this
anything.
Shit
it's like
happen.
Sometimes
you take them, and if you have a doubt about it,
it's
get
like
them the
anything.
Fuck out of the
it's
country.
Like even in law, you can't just bring somebody in until you have evidence.
Oh, they said they had evidence. He was on our radar. They said he was under surveillance.
I'm just saying.
But guess what? Get rid of it.
Now they got evidence to arrest him, but they got to pick him up. He's in 1,000 pieces.
Yep. But now there's another guy that they has
arrested. Speaking of guys, you know, a follow-up story on things you need to know. Peter Leonard shared a story about a gentleman here in Margate, Florida. Mm. Here's a guy who 60-something years old. He's got a little 66. Younger Spanish woman with him.
Yes.
Banging the hell out of her. He supposedly he's got a horse cock, this guy.
Yeah, Mr. Ed, whose nickname
yeah,
is.
Yeah, they called him Mr. Ed back in the old neighborhood. And she dies. And she's dead for like for
one
what
to 3 days
for 1 to 3 days. She's mm-hmm. in the, he doesn't know what to do until he gets an attorney,
mm-hmm.
right, to figure out. Now, you know that right there. People say that sounds guilty, but it kind of doesn't. It kind of sounds like something fucked up happened, and you're like,
right.
I'm the only one here. I've got no witnesses or anything. So
they could have been doing ecstasy, and she was a freak. He was a freak. Shit went down. He's got this horse.
So she died.
Boom.
They can't figure out if it was a heart attack or asphyxiation.
Right.
And so he's acquitted.
Yep, let him go.
The man with the big dick. So there's a lot of guys in jail right now going, thank God.
And he didn't have to pull it out. You said he originally wanted to show the judge and jury his
attorney
piece.
Yeah, the attorney thought it would be a crucial piece of evidence.
Right.
But he got off, no pun intended, without having to whip it out.
He got off and then he got off.
Yeah.
So
I wouldn't stand up in court.
No. Yeah. No, we throw it out there. Here's a good thing to know. The Doomsday Vault isn't flooded.
What? What does that even mean?
You know, I don't know if you ever heard of the Doomsday Vault.
That was my first marriage.
The Doomsday Vault is a location where all a trove of world seeds, in case there's a major apocalyptic event, that all these seeds are stored
mm-hmm.
to bring back food to the earth.
I hope there's marijuana in there.
You'd hope there's a pot seed.
Yeah, I hope so.
You hope there's some guy who has like a couple pot seeds in between his old Cheech and Chong record.
Right.
The Doomsday Vault isn't flooded, but we're still going to die. It was a story that was too good to pass up, and Svalbard Doomsday Seed Vault had flooded because of global warming.
Jesus. They keep them at a certain temperature?
Yeah, it's all vacuum. There's a part of this vault mm-hmm. that is exposed. But then when you get into it, it's more, so that's what they're basically saying. We don't have to worry about, because part of this melting ice,
mm-hmm.
you know.
They got chickens with all eggs this, and stuff too?
Yeah, I got a big vault. It's like, yeah.
Chicken.
That's somewhere else. They got the Ark somewhere else. Two of every kind.
They have some.
The Doomsday Vault is about 800 miles north of Arctic Circle and holds close to 1 million seed samples from all over the world. The idea that a certain crop goes extinct, there will be a backup. Just in case.
And Will Chamberlain has some seeds stored there.
Yeah. they have more seeds stored than Will Chamberlain.
Right.
The tunnel was never... Write that one down, Peter. That's a clean one. The tunnel was never meant to be watertight at the front, but we didn't think we needed that.
Jesus.
I mean, with all this ice around us, who thinks we need to worry about water?
Right.
It's cold up here.
Yeah.
Right, but they obviously couldn't anticipate that global warming would get this terrible, and people are still denying global warming.
Right.
And I think it's very, very true.
Do you think it's man-made? Do you think it's just the way it is?
I think it's both. I think that there's a lot of things that we're doing on this earth that we're contributing to it. Obviously, the burning of oil, and also the we're fracking and taking so much stuff out of the earth, minerals out of the earth. I definitely think that we're affecting the fucking. And there's so many people now compared to before.
Billions of people.
Yes. Yeah. And we've taken away so many trees, forests. We've wasted or used so many natural resources. Plus, we have landfills that are huge, full of trash. Yeah,
eventually, those landfills, eventually those landfills will become the next generation's food and fuels. Mm.
You think so?
Well, that's why you're packing all that shit down. There's a science behind it. They use it for gas and other types of,
Well, listen,
Florida, eventually, if they keep building these fucking mounds out in Florida of all these these trash heaps, dumps, we won't be that far at sea. We'll be above sea level eventually.
Well, yeah, right? You're going to have homes on top of
Hawaii. Hawaii has volcanoes building a land. Yeah, but in Florida, we got dumps. We got our trash. Right?
That's all they have is everything's flat except for the garbage piles.
That's it. You got the pimples around Florida, which is just dumps.
When Rock of Ages came here to do the movie, they put a fake Hollywood sign on top of the garbage dump right by Sample Road. And and that's where they shot all those scenes where you see them on the Hollywood sign. They were on top of that fucking garbage heap.
Really?
And it stunk. There's behind the scenes pictures of them with fucking masks and shit.
That's funny.
I know this because I was in the movie.
You were the movie. I think that's funny because I know people that live just on the other side of Turnpike where that dump is.
Right.
Oh, God.
And they bought it. And the first thing, when they tell you they live, I live over here, you're like, oh, really? You mean, and you know, you kind of feel bad. Like, you don't want to say, oh, you mean you bought a house by the dump?
Well, let me ask you this. Do you think they got it for less price? Like, it's a different market value because they're living next to the
garbage? I would only imagine, based on supply and demand, it's going to be at a less price. You know what I mean? Like, if you're going to want to find a house, you want to live in this neighborhood, no dump, or you want to live over here where, at the end of the day, when the wind comes from the fucking beach, you got to smell everybody's shit for the next 5 hours.
Ugh.
Yeah, but you know what they don't tell you is it's a great place to take the kids sledding in the winter. It really is.
Yeah.
Where else are you going to see a hill there?
Nature walks.
No, you got to go sled there.
But, I lived in townships for a while, and that's further away.
Okay.
That's a bit further away. And every once in a while, on a hot, dreary afternoon, you could smell like you just stuck your head in a garbage can.
I couldn't imagine having the first house next to it. Like, that's like playing Monopoly and getting Baltic Avenue. Like, that's the worst possible one you can get.
The worst. That's the thing. By the way, back to the story. Fowler insists based on the team's studies, if all the world's ice melted and the world's biggest tsunami occurred in front of the vault, and by the way, if that happens, I'm heading to the dump.
Really?
If there's a global tsunami alert and where are you going to go? You got to go to the dump. Everybody's going to be running to the dump.
Well, I guess, that is the highest place, but I mean...
Well, there's another place I won't share with you guys, but my wife and I have it coordinated if should this ever occur.
In South Florida?
Yes.
The most...
There's a location that's within 10 minutes, 15-minute drive from where we're at right now.
Mm-hmm.
That is a very high... It's got a very high altitude.
Yep. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. And I can get there, and there won't be any barriers to get there. They won't have to break through, like at the dump. You got to go through, barbed wire and everything.
So you're saying 10 minutes from here,
there's
somewhere that's a very high elevation.
That's right.
Is it something you have to climb?
No.
So it's just a place.
It's a 9-story building on the University of China. Yeah. What are you, on your fucking mind? You're on the roof of a building, man. Come on.
No, it's not the roof. Now the idea of it.
He doesn't want to disclose it.
I can't tell everybody because then if it happens, I'm going to be sitting there waiting in line trying to get to my spot.
Yeah, there'll be a tsunami.
I wonder if you're the only one who's thought of it. Now I want to know what it is. I'm going to do some research and try to find.
Well, they'll give you till next week to think about it.
The pointiest fucking spot. Anyway.
I don't know if we didn't come through the garage. Costco's has a sale on water. We've got like pallets of fucking water in our garage now.
You really do.
Did you see? You would think we're going to send like a barge of it to Haiti.
It's going
to
go bad, that water.
Well, it's in the garage, so it's not too hot.
Oh, boy.
So what happens when the water goes bad?
If it's in a car overheated, the plastic can kind of
go
bleed into the water.
And you get like cancer or some shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's not good.
Next thing you know, it's easier to float when you're in the pool.
Yeah.
Hey, I never could do this before.
I can't float at all.
You can't float?
I sink. Yeah. My feet are like rocks.
Yeah, I can't.
I can't do it.
When I breathe in, I can float, and then the minute I breathe out, blah, 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 go right back down.
I fully breathe in. Mm. I don't float. Something's wrong with me.
I don't know if you guys ever heard about that alien structure.
My ex-wife?
It's a go-to reference, isn't it?
What alien structure?
The Doomsday Vault, my ex-wife. The alien structure, my ex-wife.
Yep. He really doesn't like his ex-wife.
That dried-up cunt, my ex-wife. Scientists. Now you had to have heard this in the last year or two, that scientists with these telescopes have seen this. There's something right near a star in another galaxy that when they look at it, there's like something there blocking the light. And they thought it could be anything from a thing of orbiting asteroids or to an actual alien structure.
So you said there's an alien structure somewhere where? By a certain star or moon or planet?
Over by Connecticut.
Oh, my God.
Astronomers focus in as alien megastructure star dims again. See, it's like sometimes there's a flow, right? But this thing is, people think there's something going on out there. The star that has stumped astronomers with an irregular pattern of dimming and brightening that some have attributed to a possible surrounding alien megastructure, or otherwise known as Pete Leonard's ex-wife, was observed by astronomers worldwide after it was found to have suddenly become 3% dimmer, much like me after a few drinks.
That's dumber.
Well, dimmer, too. I'm not as bright-eyed. KIC 846-2852, write that down, also known as Tabby Star, due to the discovery that brightness changes by astronomer Tabitha Boyalajin, experiences a typical brightness changes that could not be attributed to the transit of an orbiting planet. So they think they're out there building miniature robots.
And they're going to send them here.
They're going to come here.
All right. Bring it, Transformers.
You don't think, like, when the world hits the calamity point, all of a sudden these big fucking ships are going to come out of the sky and, you know. Maybe. Can you imagine you're sitting there and you're trying, you're like, take me. Like, no, not him. It's like being in line at South Beach trying to get into a club.
But what would you do if you saw a fucking UFO come out of the sky, Dougie? Like, seriously. Like imagine the movie Independence Day when the clouds fucking come down like as a fireball.
And a mothership?
I would fucking shit my pants, dude.
I wonder. If you saw, like, you're not talking about those, like a mothership, like a big ass, like, what the fuck? Like,
I'm not talking about, like,
yeah, like a little Jetson.
I'm not saying that, like, what comes in comes out. I'm saying, like, if like District 11 or District 9, remember that movie?
Right.
When that fucking ship came and settled, that would be the freakiest shit on Earth.
Well, what are you going to do? I mean, you're going to get in your car and run from it?
But what do you do at that point? You know the world's going to go crazy because everyone's beliefs are going to go out the fucking window if it happens.
Now, would I be considered crazy if all of a sudden I had that happen? So I went right to my house. I told my wife, honey, lock the fucking doors. You know, shit's about to hit the fan. Load all the guns. Get all the ammo ready.
You probably should do that.
Right? You want to at least do that.
You definitely should do
that. You want to get loaded up.
Because you know society's about to lose their shit.
Something's going to go awry here. This isn't like the neighbors moving in. This is a difference.
Yeah,
this is a life event. This is more than a life event.
And I'm saying it's because it's going to shatter a belief system that this entire world has been following for fucking ages.
What's so funny, Peter Leonard?
And then these aliens are going
to
come.
Want to share with the
people are going to lose their shit.
Peter wants to share with the class.
I got an alert from Billy Corbin,
right?
The great filmmaker, and he wants to do a film about the story we talked about in the first part about the. You know, this guy, the Florida man who that girlfriend accidentally choked on, blah, 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 you know, his penis and all this shit. The comments are so funny.
Right.
People are posting.
Hmm.
Just hysterical about hung jury and,
wow.
You know, he must have had a rock hard defense, you know, all that shit. So, you know, Corbett, but, you know, you love those 30-30 things he did. And, of course, he did. You love the University of Miami to talk about he did that big thing about the you know,
right.
The movie, which was great, plus
Cocaine Cowboys. All that stuff, yeah.
Yeah, he's a great guy. He's a big fan of yours, by the way.
Yeah, okay.
I swear to God, he when I saw him last, he goes, I actually listened to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
Really?
And I'm telling you, man. I said, why don't you fucking call in or come on the show?
Yeah, why not? Dick. Did you ask? That would have been a good time to ask him to come on the
show.
How
many times I've asked him to
Now, let me ask you, Elgin, do you believe Peter? Do you think that he actually, this was said, or you think Peter's just saying, you know what, I'm gonna try to get Doug excited and feel good.
Let me say something. Peter's such a dynamic and great storyteller that you never know when he's really bordering the line of truth or fiction or fact. You know what I mean? So
right. Yes. Billy Corgan.
I don't know if he did or not.
Billy said to me,
"I believe him.
I have FOMO when I don't listen to the show."
He did. Yeah. Okay.
I had FOMO when I don't listen to the Wake Up Late Dougie show.
All right. I was feeling good there. You actually made me feel good.
I did. He didn't say FOMO. I was going to have made that up, but he did say he likes the show, man.
Yes.
Yes, of course.
What
Dude,
do you think?
I don't know now.
Right. He's selling it too much now. Okay.
Where's the eight ball?
He's asking me.
Where's the eight ball?
Let's ask the magic eight ball.
Yeah, did Billy Corbin really give a compliment to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show?
Billy Corbin's never heard
and
of
And it says...
He has no idea who you are.
What a dick.
He said, the eight ball says, who's Billy Corbin?
Come here, says, dog. Please try again or some shit.
Right. No, I'm going to make friends with the dog because both of you hate me.
Well, we're going to find out. I'm going to call Billy Corbin and see if Peter Leonard is lying. Anyway, this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm here with Peter Leonard.
Not an emergency.
And Elgin David.
Yep.
And we'll be back with Straight from the Headlines right after this.
Headlines.
Hey, this is Dougie Almeida from the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Why don't you come out and see his show? You can catch me April 20th and 23rd at the Comedy Catch in Chattanooga, Tennessee. On May 3rd through the 6th, I'll be at the Looney Bin in Little Rock, Arkansas. May 10th through the 13th, I'll be at the Looney Bin in Wichita, Kansas. May 19th, I'll be at the Claremont Performing Arts Center in Claremont, Florida. May 31st at the Mississippi Moon Bar at the Diamond Joe Casino in Dubuque, Iowa. And on June 1st to the 3rd, I'll be at Penguins Comedy Club in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. For more dates, go to DougieAlmeida.com. And remember, we want to make you laugh, so come on out and enjoy live comedy anywhere you possibly can. Thanks for listening, guys, and now back to the show.
This is Ciro Dobrik on the Waking Up Late with Dougie show. Let's get wild and crazy and talk about comedy.
And we're back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
And now for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show, and it's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and make fun of it. Because there is plenty of shit to make fun of.
It's my favorite segment.
Well, it's really like our only real segment.
Well, I like making fun of stuff. It's fun. It's
by the way, our listeners, if you want to, we have three segments on the show. Opening the show is the opening segment. Second show is what you need to know. These are things that, you, funny or not, this is stuff you got to know if you're going to go on with your day.
It's just some bizarre ass shit right. That you cannot believe.
And straight from the headlines is stupid shit.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
Oil company watches over pregnant polar bear under a bridge. Everybody says the oil companies are really mean and nasty.
Mm. It's only because that giraffe got so much attention, the pregnant giraffe.
Yeah, now there's a crying for the...
Yeah, now they're crying for I mean, more animals.
Toys R Us was the company that was sponsoring that.
What do you get for the bear? Oh, yeah. Klondike bars. Get the Klondike bars.
What would you do for a Klondike bar?
Right, we'll save a polar bear from fucking oil. From drowning. Yo, look at this. Oh, look, he's covered in chocolate. Fuck him.
That polar bear is covered in fucking, that's how they got the idea of a Klondike bar.
Right.
In Anchorage, Alaska, a pregnant polar bear seeking to dig her maternity den chose an unlikely spot, a snowdrift along a bridge leading to an artificial production island of the north coast of Alaska. As a threatened species, polar bears are entitled to peaceful pregnancies, and the operating oil company, Hilcorp Alaska, took vigorous measures to make sure that happened and consulted with wildlife experts to do so.
They showed her how to get her nipples prepared. You put baby oil on the... Yeah, you got to make you toughen up your nipples before you give birth.
Really? What?
I swear to God, dude. You know that some women...
Why?
For when you breastfeed, it's too sensitive. So some women take a sponge with that...
Stop it. Or
a washcloth, and they toughen up their nipples. I swear to Christ.
They actually take a Brillo pad to their nipples?
Yeah. La Leche. Go to La Leche. Go to one of those
glasses. They hang off the back of a tailgate
of
a pickup truck and let their titties drag on the...
They prepare them.
I'm about to breastfeed. I'm going to wipe my... I'm going to give my titties road rash.
Yeah, there's...
Typically, bears pick locations away from infrastructure, but not this time. Hillcorp security officer December spotted a hole in a snowdrift along a mile and a half causeway leading to Endicott Island, a production island about the size of 34 football fields. Hold on a second. Let me figure that out.
Yeah, my first wife did the same thing. She's about to give birth. She dug a hole and put some leaves and shit around it and squatted.
That's it.
Squatted and out.
There sounds with my fucking son. Painful over here. I'm looking this up, and it's like softening the nipples before, and they put oil
on them.
Oh,
see, you thought
I
was bullshitting.
No, I'm not. Yeah, I thought you were. I thought you were. See, that's what I mean. Sometimes you walk the line of is it real or not.
Well, some isn't it true? Like, it's not a. It's not like an. Like, some people think breastfeeding is just a baby sucking on it.
Right.
When they get two teeth, they're start biting on it, right? Aren't they gnawing on that damn thing?
Ouch. Sure. Ouch, probably.
But some chicks, two out of three chicks I know just love that shit.
How many? Think about this. Think about how many times.
Harder, motherfucker.
Think how many times you had. How many times your girl's giving you a smoke 'em slow? She's going down on you, and then you know, they thought it'd be fun to like bite, nibble a little bit, you know. I mean, there was one out of like 10 that would think, oh, it's going to be cute to bite it and put my teeth on.
Yeah, but here's the problem: when you hit them on the top of the head, you have that fear. You they might bite down.
Well, I don't think I'd wait till you finish. I don't think I'd be throwing blows when a girl's using her teeth.
You know, that's probably I think that's the scariest part about a blowjob is at any moment, if her jaw locks for any reason.
Is that an ailment that occurs? Could that ever happen?
Lockjaw or something?
Sure.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like all of a sudden she freaks out, like she has a seizure.
What, even if it's a knee jerk reaction or if she has a fucking cramp or something. You know what I mean? Like.
She's got a cramp.
Let me ask you a question. Have your leg ever cramped up having sex?
Yeah, that's
before?
My fucking leg.
She's giving a blowjob, right?
All
right,
but how
and then all of a sudden she just cramp and it's like, yeah. Like a bear trap.
Yeah. Or you ever bite your fucking tongue or your cheek while you're chewing it?
Yeah.
Okay, so imagine she bites the side of it. Oh, shit. And you cramp down.
Isn't that the worst feeling when you're sitting there chewing? Like,
that's the worst.
My teeth are fucked up now because I attribute this to, I think, the fighting.
Yeah.
Because my jaw, it's like the bite's different. Mm-hmm. So every time they get like a crown or something in there, it's like my wisdom tooth back here, the part of it's cracked off.
Right. The one that's fizzing?
Yeah, this one, that one. And then the other one on the other side has like the corner of it like chopped, like just off.
Right.
And, you know, but every once, but now it has, thank God, I used to chew, remember I told you, it's like the teeth just go like that. And it's like, oh, I don't know what the fuck's wrong with my bite. Listen, thank God I'm not sucking cock.
They got something new. It's called toothpaste. Try it.
Yeah. Listen, I would take my teeth up against your teeth when they come.
I would move my teeth to anybody, man.
Yeah. I floss teeth. 5 times a day. I brush two or three times a day. My teeth are... Trust me, I'm trying to take care of them. Anyway, let's hear it for the fucking polar bear.
Yay.
That's a great story. I think that's fantastic.
While we're on the subject of animals, Thailand's chunky monkey on a diet after gorging on junk food.
I love that story.
What?
Did you see the story?
He's so huge. That fucking monkey's enormous.
So they put a monkey on a diet?
What happened was, I guess there was an event or a fair or something. And Bangkok, a morbidly obese wild monkey who gorged himself on junk food and soda left behind by tourists... has been rescued and placed on a strict diet of lean protein, fruits, vegetables, and no strippers.
Oh, I see what you're saying now. So wait, tourists left behind all these snacks where?
Like, you know, wherever. They're on the side or whatever. They're sitting there and that's how the monkey's eating, all the shit people leave behind.
That motherfucker does look like my ex-wife.
I thought he found like a fucking,
I swear to God,
a hideaway or like a fuck, you know what I mean? Like a pantry full of shit and then ate it all.
No, tourists, they think he's cute. He hangs out.
So they feed him stuff.
They feed him, They feed him, man. He's very docile.
Right.
And now he can't move.
Wildlife officials caught the chunky monkey, nicknamed Uncle Fat by locals, after the photos of the animal started circulating on social media last month. Wild monkeys roam free in many parts of Thailand, attracting tourists who feed and play with the animals. Most of the monkeys are macacos. I don't know. I'm not a monkey guy. Like Uncle Fat, and they typically weigh around 9 kilograms or 20 pounds. Uncle Fat weighs 3 times that. Tipping the scales around 60 pounds.
That's a big monkey.
This is the first time I've ever seen a fat monkey.
You got to see this. Well, they have fat gorillas and shit, but
it's a really, it speaks, you know, volumes when it comes to junk food.
Yeah.
And look at this monkey. He was eating all his junk food, and he's fat. What does that say
us? He kind of looks a little bit like Shaquille O'Neal when he retired.
Dude, he's got a dad bod, this monkey. What do they call him? Uncle Fat?
Yeah. Uncle Fat.
That's awesome.
Well, fat in China means something else.
Yeah, it means cool.
Right.
You fat. He had minions of other monkeys bringing food for him, but he would also redistribute it to other younger monkeys. Mm. After he ate food given by humans for a while, he developed a fat mass, which became a type of benign tumor. He is now in critical condition where there is a high risk of heart disease and diabetes.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Now,
he's going to have to get a monkey dick pump.
Are they good to eat, monkeys?
He's going to get a monkey dick pump.
Yeah. The problem is they're going to see this as a pre-existing condition, and
he's not getting an Obamacare.
Yep. Oh, sorry, monkey. Uncle Fat.
They said Uncle Fat is an example of why people shouldn't feed wild monkeys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't feed. It's like that girl who got pulled off the dock the other day on the video.
Did you see that?
Just give it to your kids. Wildlife. Don't feed the monkeys with this junk food. Just give it to your kids.
What's that? Not a walrus. What, a sea lion? Sea lion. Pull that fucking kid right out.
That's what I remember.
And this guy rescued. The guy rescued her, not the father. And then the guy jumps in the water.
Loses his cheap sunglasses, kid, by the way.
Right? I saw that.
They went floating away. And then they don't say a word to the guy. They don't thank him or anything.
Of course they don't. They're Chinese. They don't have any. That's where they don't give. Give my daughter back.
Terrible, man. You don't thank the guy? Your daughter could have been whale shit.
Speaking of animals, woman charged for pointing gun at teen, allegedly raping a dog. Can you imagine?
What?
A woman. This woman had. There's basically suspicion that the neighborhood kid is fucking one of the dogs.
Mm-hmm. You got
it. And nobody does anything about it. So the woman catches him, puts a gun to him until the police get there to not move.
Did the dog?
And she gets arrested.
Yeah, what did the dog say about it?
Yeah, the dog was like, you fucking cock blocker.
The dog refused to press charges.
An Arkansas woman is facing a felony charge after pointing a gun at a teenage boy who says she was sexually assaulting her neighbor's dog. Carrie Lankard told police... Lankard.
She shot at him.
No.
No? She just held a gun at him?
Yeah. Part of Arkansas town. She looked out a window and saw the teen with the dog he raped last time.
What the fuck?
I got my gun out, my safe, and went out my back door, Lank told police. According to the court filing, I told him to get on the fucking ground and pointed my gun at him.
Oh, shit.
Face down.
Unbelievable.
The boy identified only as NM, 14-year-old, in court documents, jumped over a fence and ran. As he fled, Lankard fired a shot into the grass to scare him.
Ooh.
Well, that's a bad move.
Yeah.
Never discharge the gun unless you need to.
Yeah.
The teenager left behind an iPad and clothing and two lumps of shit.
And a box of dog bones.
Yeah. Whatever. And a box of peanut butter.
Yeah.
And a jar of peanut butter.
Oh, my God. This is so bad.
I mean, listen, what the fuck? You kids, what am I going to do?
Was it a boy dog or a female dog?
No, it was bisexual. Didn't matter.
Well, that's a big question. Are you tucking or are you lifting? What are you doing?
A neighbor spotted the boy running down the street wearing boxers and no pants, which police said he acknowledged doing. And the court filing says the boy told police he ran home, changed the clothes, and told his mother a false story. Well, of course, he's not going to tell her the truth. Mama was fucking the dog, the neighbor's dog. The boy was charged. He denied, however, calling Lankard a crazy bitch. The boy was charged with two counts of bestiality and one count of criminal trespassing.
What the fuck is wrong?
It's going to go over well for 11-year-old. How old did I say this kid 14. Was? 14.
How? Something's wrong with this kid in the head. I'm sorry. But to him, why would he fuck a dog?
Well, he's horny.
Have you seen the girls in the neighborhood?
Yeah, I've seen the girls in that neighborhood.
Are you kidding me?
They look like the chunky monkey.
Right.
They look like Uncle Fat.
That fucking dog was hotter than the broods.
Oh, my God.
Listen.
Can't afford
a record. You get a cocker spaniel with a nice coat.
Yeah. Listen. the great thing, now when that tail starts wagging and hitting your balls, I'll tell you something, pal. There's nothing like it.
Lankard's attorney says, Shane Wilkins says she was surprised when she also was charged with aggravated assault for pointing the gun at the boy.
Jesus.
There's a difference between pointing a gun at a 14-year-old kid for no reason and pointing a gun at a 14-year-old kid because he's banging your fucking dog.
I agree. I think they're probably more upset because she shot a round.
Yeah. She was trying to scare him.
Shouldn't have done that. But still, what would you do if you caught somebody fucking your dog? I'd want to fucking shoot him too.
It was the neighbor's dog.
What is wrong with that person?
I don't know.
I would beat them senseless. I wouldn't shoot them.
No, you can't.
No, shoot at them. She didn't shoot them.
Nah, I'm not going to. The only reason I'm going to have the gun is if the person's huge.
Well, then you need a fucking boomerang in that instance so you can throw something at him.
Fuck that. If I got my gun and it's a big ass guy, he's banging my dog,
You're going to shoot him.
Yeah. I'm going to shoot. If he's banging my dog, he's a little preoccupied, so I'm going to shoot him in the leg. I got a chance to shoot him in the leg or the foot.
You don't think you're going to get in trouble for shooting
he's
him?
He's banging my dog.
I get that, but...
He's banging my dog. I'm going to shoot him. I'm not going to shoot him in the fucking head.
The kid was banging her dog.
Right.
Is it wrong because he got up and started running away and then she shot him?
Well, if it's a kid, the first thing, you're not going to shoot the kid because you're not in physical harm. The dog's obviously not going to have fond memories.
How big is this kid?
He's 14, so how big could he be? He's bigger than you, probably.
Probably. So, I mean, like, you could assume that's a... It could be a small man fucking your kid. It doesn't necessarily have to be a
Well, one way or the
kid.
Other, I think my eyes aren't that bad. I'm going to determine if it's a kid or a man. And either way, if it's a big man, I have a gun, and I'm going to say, get away from my dog, and he looks at me and says, fuck off. I'm going to probably shoot him.
How long are you going to be watching before you make this determination?
It depends. I'm going to wait just before he blows his load. I need DNA, damn it.
I'm surprised she didn't get her phone out and start filming like most fucking idiots nowadays do.
All right.
She should have done that, had proof of it. But then I guess you're filming child porn bestiality. You don't want to be involved in that.
No.
Yikes. Yeah. Pull the gun out.
Yeah. Wilkinson said his client, who is 40 years old, has never faced criminal charges before. An online Arkansas court record search revealed only pending case. She did not call the police herself, thinking she would be arrested. So,
unbelievable. Well, yeah, you're calling in this kid's fucking my dog, and then you get arrested.
If you didn't shoot, if you didn't discharge the weapon, you could say whatever you want.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
She probably wouldn't have been arrested.
And if they pointed the gun, I say, look, the kid's fucking my dog. My neighbors, I'm going to scare him somehow. How am I going to keep him from fucking the dog? You want me to say, don't do it, Billy. Stop banging little Fluffy. That ain't going to work. Kids today don't listen to shit.
Yeah, that reaction was warranted.
Absolutely.
Hell yeah.
It's not like he was back there like stealing a bike or even still, that's you'd pull a gun on somebody for stealing your bike. They're stealing from you. Fucking your dog.
Got my dog all excited.
Yeah.
Hey,
look at him. Circle. He's doing circles.
He's all excited.
He's cleaning his ass.
Like, my dog's asking, what neighborhood's that? I'll go and hang out with that kid.
I'd be so mad.
Imagine he gets a visitation and his first visit in jail is from a couple of dogs.
Now, I'm a big fan of sex out in public. I think it's exciting when you do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
I told you about when I was a kid. In high school, we used to go to lifeguard stand.
Mm-hmm. Right,
on the beach, of course. And, you'd go to a park where there's like a baseball field at night. There's no lights on.
And
you hang out in the dugout. You know, who's going to see that far into the
snappy,
field?
The snappy, nappy dugout.
Well, that's right.
Listen, I want to be seen. If I'm going to go out in public, I need to be daylight.
Yeah.
I want to be a crowd
there.
I'm going
to go right there in front of Walmart.
50-yard line during high
school.
Well,
listen to this couple. Three people had sex on a bar deck with a view of the Jordan River, Sheriff says. Hancock County, the owner of a kiln restaurant.
Wait, what county?
Hancock County.
See, that's why. They're fucking public.
Yeah, they're inspired.
All about the cock.
Wait a minute. This sounds like a bogus story already.
It's not a bogus story.
Go ahead.
The owner of a kiln restaurant and a bar was surprised to find a man and two women. Look at this lucky guy.
Oh, boy.
Having sex on a deck that overlooks the Jordan River. And so were the deputies who responded to the owner's call at Triple D's Landing. Sheriff Ricky Adams said, right there in the middle of the day in broad daylight in front of God and everybody, the business of Mississippi 603 was closed Wednesday when the owner drove up to take care of some business.
Girls wanted some deck.
On the dick. She looked out of the window and there they were, Adam said.
Dick on the
deck. That's when she called us. Deputies looked out of the window and saw the man and one of the women engaged in a sexual activity before the deputies revealed their presence.
Man, cock blocking. Should have let him just finish.
Yeah.
Do his thing.
Can't imagine the stunned looks on their faces at the time when they saw our deputies.
I'd hate jerking off.
Don't shoot me. Oh, that's not a gun. Adam said they were each arrested on charge of indecent exposure, a misdemeanor Wednesday afternoon, and they were released on bond, and everybody was wearing gloves.
You're not kidding, boy. Wow.
Yikes.
That's fabulous. I love that.
I always tell the story. My wife and I last time was at that club in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was hot.
Mm.
Right? I mean, like that's a dress. I got like a dressing room would be good.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right, you and your lady go to like a Marshalls and go in the dressing room.
Fuck Marshalls.
You
got to
be kind of quiet.
Yeah. Listen,
my blonde, Suzanne.
Right.
Guess where we were, man? Nordstrom's.
Right.
In the fucking dressing room, man.
Really?
Pounding her buddy in the fucking
pounding
dressing
her buddy?
And they knew it because she went in screaming at me. We were leaving from New York.
Right.
She had bought me like this pair of Lucky 7 jeans. Okay. They're like $300
yeah,
jeans, right?
Yeah.
So in the meantime, she buys me these jeans. We're going to New York. And she had told them she needed them by Thursday. They thought they meant next Thursday. She meant Thursday 2 days from then. We show up Thursday, get the pants. Now, my hair was down here at the time, and she told me, don't say a word. She starts screaming at the sales girl, says, because the girl comes up to me and says, I'm sorry, I don't have your pants. I just didn't talk to her. And Suzanne goes, excuse me, don't talk to him. You're talking to me. He doesn't talk to anyone. And then all of a sudden, everybody's upstairs sewing my fucking pants, hemming my pants. And I'm in the dressing room pounding her like crazy. It was unbelievable.
While they're sewing your pants?
Yeah, and they're knocking going, can you try these on yet? I said, I will. She says, don't talk to him. He'll talk. It's so funny, man. The whole fucking story was so bizarre. It was so great.
Wow.
That's pretty awesome.
Oh, yeah, it was fun.
Again, one of those moments where you don't know how much of that story is true, and the other part that's
very true, man.
Anyway, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
Oh, my God. I was just about to take you to the dressing room.
Yeah. I want to thank Peter Leonard for telling us about his Nordstrom's dressing room romp.
Wow.
Yeah. Of course,
they put it on my charge card, though. They charge
$300 room and board.
Clean up fees.
Right.
Like you're smoking in a hotel room.
Right.
There you go.
And, of course, Elgin David.
Yes, always a pleasure. Always fun.
Don't forget, guys, Wednesday, Wise Guys Comedy Show. Steve Marshall, Tavolino's favorite, will be there. I'll be your host along with Rachel Blavatnik and Nadim Awad. On Saturday, I'm going to be at out in Wilton Manors at the Wine and Wit Comedy Show.
You better cover that tushy.
Yeah, I'm going to put a plug on my hand. At the Wine and Wit Comedy Show at Novelty in Wilton Manors. That's 8 o'clock this Saturday night. By the way, next week, May 31st, I believe it is, on Wednesday, I'm going to be at the Diamond Joe Casino performing at the Mississippi Moon Bar in Dubuque, Iowa.
Wow.
And on Saturday and Sunday next week, June 1st and June 2nd, I'm going to be at Penguins Comedy Club in Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Awesome.
Go to Dougie Almeida for more dates. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Dougie Dangerous. Follow the show on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie. And join our fan page on Facebook at Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. Go to our Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.podbean.com archive site. We can get all episodes going back to 2013. Be a patron. You can donate $1 a month. We got people donating with $1, $10, but $1, $2, $3, $4. All that money goes to gas money for the co-hosts, as well as new.
Things.
Well, we have to let it accumulate to $100 before they discharge a check. Okay. So we'll get that. And of course, that's it. How about you, Elgin?
You can follow me at Elgin David Comic, and make sure you watch America's Got Talent on the 30th of May on NBC.
You might
see some familiar people.
That's right. And really? Peter?
Well.
Follow that.
That's fascinating stuff, man. Don't follow me anyway. You can check me out on the Food for Thought radio show on Facebook.
Okay. There you go. Thanks for listening, guys. And tomorrow, special bonus show. Myself and Steve Marshall will be talking comedy, martial arts, and whatever else comes to our mind. Stay tuned for that tomorrow. Thanks for listening, guys. And we'll see you here tomorrow at the same spot.
People
on
Earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they traveled to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. The beam of light hit the ground.
journey of a thousand lifetimes.